Aiden Helou was a freshman when she checked herself into St. Mary's Regional Medical Center last April for abdominal pain. During surgery, she suffered complications and fell into a coma. Doctors diagnosed her as brain dead, even though she showed brain functioning in three EEGs, or electroencephalograms, which are tests that detect electrical activity in the brain.
Our belief is that if you have brain functioning, as shown by an EEG, you cannot determine brain death.
That's David O'Mara. He's the attorney who represented Helou's family in a lawsuit they filed against St. Mary's. He says the standard used by Helou's doctors didn't go far enough in determining brain death.
Our position really is that EEGs should be the accepted medical standard.
Lawyers for St. Mary's argue that their doctors follow nationally accepted standards when making their determination of brain death. Those standards don't require EEGs. Dr. J. Ivan Lopez is the chair of the Department of Neurology at the Nevada School of Medicine. He backs up those claims and says the current standards are sufficient.
We don't have to get EEGs, we don't have to get CAT scans, we don't have to get any tests. So a good history, we perform a good exam, we don't have to do anything else.
So EEGs or no? Across the nation, people watched and waited to get a court ruling, an actual case precedent on what should determine end of life. Her case was scheduled to be heard last week in Washoe County District Court, where Judge Francis Doherty was set to make a ruling based on the results from a new, court-ordered EEG. Aiden Helou died on January 4th, before those questions could be answered. Currently, the federal definition of brain death is found in the Uniform Declaration of Death Act, or the UDDA. O'Mara says Helou's EEG results show that St. Mary's was in violation of this legal definition.
They failed to follow the criteria or meet the standards of the UDDA, which requires all functions cease of the entire brain, including the brainstem. And we contended that Aiden was alive because her brain had not ceased to function.
The problem with the UDDA's definition, though, is that it's vague. There are no rules about how to determine that all brain functions have stopped. The American Academy of Neurology, or the AAN, has created guidelines to help standardize this practice. Guidelines that have been adopted by medical professionals across the country. And according to the AAN, in order for a patient to be considered brain dead, she first must be comatose. Then she must show an absence of brainstem reflexes, something Lopez says can easily be tested.
So I look at the size of the pupils and see if they respond to light. I very gently touch the cornea, either with a Q-tip or a piece of cloth, to see if they blink. Then I open their eyes and move their heads side to side, to see if their eyes move. And then I do Q-tip in the back of the throat to see if there is any gag.
The AAN's final condition for brain death is the absence of a breathing drive, which can be confirmed with an apnea test. This means that when a patient is taken off of a ventilator, she shows no visible signs of breathing, and her blood shows increased CO2 and decreased oxygen. Now, back to the case. Doctors at St. Mary's followed these AAN guidelines, and in doing so, determined that Helou was dead. But is that enough?
Actually, brain death is one of the most clearly defined and well-accepted diagnoses. It's very, very rare where experienced clinicians will get that wrong.
That's Lawrence Gostin, the O'Neill Professor of Global Health Law at Georgetown University. He says once a brain death diagnosis is made, it's clear that hospitals should not continue treatment.
I think they would be acting in an unethical way if they did. Unethical because it's keeping a corpse alive, but also unethical because we live in a world of constrained resources, and if you've got somebody on a ventilator, means that that ventilator can't be used for someone else.
But David O'Mara, the attorney for the Helou family, says the current standards aren't sufficient in determining brain death, which is why an autopsy has been ordered and further litigation surrounding the cause of her death is likely. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Noah Glick.